It's been 3 weeks since I've been here. If you get 2 weeks off, but you have that extra week to prepare, it's third week, and you have to go. I go through a bunch of turmoil trying to get ready to go and getting things the way it is. I appreciate getting those 2 weeks off. Thank you for coming, and I want to talk to you this morning about a Christian dignity. And before we say our opening prayer, one person, you want to turn the speaker up some? Okay. We're going to try it again. Is this better? Okay. Okay. Thank you. They're going to start on this floor next week, taking all the chairs out, the rug, and they're going to try to fix it like they did the youth room. So we got a lot to look forward to. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. Thank you for this day, Lord. There's turmoil everywhere. But for those of us, the believers that I am surrounded by this morning, life is much better. And we want to talk to you about this morning, sir. And I ask that you be with us and guide us and protect us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Talking about the Bible, I want to repeat this thing where this is my Bible. And some of you that have heard it before can go along with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. And I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. I've taught all my life. When I was in high school, I went to the St. Bernard Methodist Church in New Orleans. And some of you have been down there and have seen that church. And we grew up in it, in junior church and all. But you still have jitters when you get up and say. My opening scripture would be 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. This is a powerful, and it has a lot to say. And sometimes we get so busy in life, we forget who we are. And that's the one thing we ask our athletes, who are you? And to understand that. And this is what 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17 says. And I quote, all scriptures are given by God. And all scriptures is useful for teaching and for showing people the things that are wrong in their lives. It is useful for correcting faults and teaching how to live right. Using the scriptures, the person who serves God will be ready and will have everything he needs to do good work. Some of the hardest things to do, especially in today's situation, the nation is in a turmoil. The world is in a turmoil. The Russians and the Chinese are having just as much trouble as we are, and we're having troubles. And it doesn't seem like we're going to go any further. The nation is split right down the middle. And it's important for us to understand how we're supposed to do things. I believe the one reason to study God's Word is this. It tells us what God thinks about our life. What is right and what is wrong. It gives us insight to live a better life and to enjoy our life. Love and abundant living. Because we know God loves us, we should love ourselves and our fellow man. Live in encouragement and not discouragement. The biggest problems that we're having today, that so many of us have discouragement. Things are not going right. And sometimes you think, wow, what is it all about? and discouragement. I've asked myself 1,000 times. For the first 74 years of my life, everything was beautiful. And then near the 75th birth, things fell apart health-wise. And I'm having to go through some things, but God is teaching me things daily. I'm learning patience. I'm having to wear like a cement block for a good while before they put another shoe on me. So joy has become my chauffeur. And I have become more prayerful. I really do. Men and women drive different. They park different. They start off different. And they come to a red light different. And it's important for us to understand that. But she has been so good to me during this process. I believe God is working in us and through us to help us to become the person He intends for us to be. How we see the world, how we deal with the world, that determines our real wealth. What do we think, and how do we dwell, and how do we do the things that we're supposed to believe? We know that Jesus Christ was born on earth as a baby, spiritually sound at the age of 12. He was given the horrible death for our redemption and salvation, rose as a victor, and the most important thing for us to understand, He's coming back. He's coming back as a king, and we wait for that moment. Believe, I've gone dead for some reason. Can y'all hear me again? There it is, coming off unknown. Believe and believers know that Jesus is Lord. Everyone, and I said this time in, time out, should have a testimony. Usually, I get up about 5 o'clock, but sometimes my eyes open at 4. And I want to stay in the bed till 5 o'clock for some reason. And the thing that when I'm in bed, I practice what my testimony is. I practice starting off that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That Jesus is from Galilee. And I get my testimony just right because it's important for me to understand that. And all of us need a testimony. It's important that we do that. Because of this and His grace that is so sufficient, believers, all of us, are healed, forgiven, grateful, blessed above all means, happy in the Lord, and in life's journey. In life's journey, this is what's going on. To be honest with you this morning, for some reason I'm very nervous. I know what I want to say, but sometimes it's hard to understand. Am I speaking coming off and on? That's what's making me nervous, because I hear the sound. Can you hear me back there? Okay. Believers should be willing vessels to God. Some of us are not willing to do the things that we're supposed to do. We make mistakes, and we fall short at times. But we repent, love God and Jesus Christ, and adhere to the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us it's important for us to ask for the Holy Spirit, to ask for wisdom. And sometimes we forget to do that. We forget who we are sometimes, and we forget to be adhere to the Holy Spirit. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, then graduating spiritually to respect God. This fulfills the spirit of loving God in heart and mind and soul, believing and living and having faith. The natural man cannot understand this. At one time we were natural, now we're spiritual. Living by faith and trust, we become a spiritual man. There's a big things in the papers today. They're talking about the state of Alabama. that we're going back in the school system and put "In God We Trust." I've got a stamp that's real old, and it says "In God We Trust." And as we pay the bills, I put "In God We Trust" on every envelope. The hardest thing to understand, sometimes, to be honest with you, sometimes things are so tough that in our life, I've asked myself, I remember since 1956 when I went out for the Pee Wee football team in New Orleans, that became a great part of my life. And I've been in football all my life. I love the game. And it has taught me some great things. And a lot of times during tour days when it was hot, I remember just asking myself, what am I doing out here? Can I make it through another day? And I remember going in, taking a shower, and the guys next to you looking and believing, and you think, what am I doing? How did I get out here? There's several wrestlers in here. I was the head wrestling coach for 16 years. And sometimes when talking to some of these wrestlers, maybe I drove them too hard. And some of them are still my friends, believe it or not. And I'm trying to understand that, biblically speaking, I don't know why I'm so nervous this morning, but for some reason, I am nervous. I walked in here this morning and I felt like something, the Holy Spirit told me, and said, there's something wrong with the speaking system. And I told Brother Rod here, and that was about at 9:30. And they worked on it, Brother Terry worked on it for about 25 minutes, and we're still having problems. That right there will make you nervous, being prepared. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Sometimes we don't have the fear of God in our mind. We don't do it. I grant you one thing. Next week, I will do better. I hope the speaking system will be better. We should understand and know in our hearts that there is life after death. In our journey of life to everything, there is a reason, a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to born and a time to die. And there's a time to laugh and a time to mourn. God has made everything beautiful in His time. Let's rejoice and do well in our lives and our journey. Believers should know that God loves us. When I speak of the journey, it's what we're doing today. Are we confident in what we're doing? And what is it that I keep reminding everybody to read the Bible? And I've talked to some people, and some people said that I'm reading the Bible more than I've ever read before. And other people, we're here in body, but are we here in spirit? I think things were going good for me. My 74 years, I was enjoying life, enjoying health. There was a time when, as a player, I played for 13 seasons, coached for 28. I thought I was invincible. I thought I would never die. God has changed all this. And during my sickness, I'm giving you a testimony that during my sickness, God has changed a lot of things in my life. I'm more aware of the things going around in my life. I've been married for going on 52 years. And for some reason, you know what Ole Miss is? O-L-E. It's not O-L-D. It's O-L-E. That's when I talk about old joy. Not old. We become like brothers and sisters, husband and wives. and a thing that I respect her a lot more than I've ever had before. She's waited on me. It's taken care of me, but she can't speak this speaker. She can't fix it. And it is out on me. Can you hear me back there now? What I'm trying to say is this. The devil works with us. I believe the devil is sitting right up here tonight, working on his speaker, working on a thing, saying, you can't do this. You're going to mess up, and you're going to fall. I believe in God all my life, and I believe that in the power of Jesus Christ. I believe that when people get old and you've been married for 30, 40, 50 years, sometimes you forget to touch each other. You forget to hug each other. You forget to tell your mate that I love you and you mean it. We forget things. And sometimes we fall and get deeper and deeper. And it's something that we need to take care of ourselves. We believe that heaven is real. Even though we have not seen heaven, we have the faith that it's there. Your faith not only releases good to you, but to others around you. It's important that we understand that. I can't understand what's going on this morning. This is my 291st lesson in this congregation. But for some reason, something is vibrating today. I don't understand what it is. I know one thing. God disciplines people. He disciplines me. He disciplines sometimes the way we talk, the way we understand things. I can't understand why this thing goes on and off. And it messes me up. But it's like a quarterback coming up the line. He's expecting to run a 4-3, and they got a 4-4 up there, and it messes the play up. So he calls an audible. And sometimes the audible don't work. And so I'm trying to call an audible this morning. This has really messed me up, coming in again. But, you know, I talked to you about Satan. But also up here, the Bible tells me that there's angels around us. He doesn't say one. He says there's angels around me. And there's angels around me this morning. They're protecting me from the guy that's maybe sitting over here. And it's the same way with you. You've got angels around you. And I wish that I had a magic wand. And I've told people in the auditorium class that we could take this wand and just for 20 seconds, I'm going to let you see all the angels. And we turn the wand on, and God lets us see all the angels around us. They'd be everywhere. They're protecting your soul because you are saved. You're a believer. And as a believer, it's important for you to understand who you are. And for you to understand who you are, you've got to know and believe in God. You've got to read the Bible. And this, no matter how bad things turn out, if they come in there, and I was talking to a brother this morning sitting in here right now. He talked about giving IVs. Nobody wants to get an IV. And you pray, God, please let that nurse hit that vein right. And I've seen times where they had to miss it 4 or 5 times, and they roll me into surgery, and they tell the guys in there, and then they finally hit it. Sometimes God allows us to go through some time. I don't know why it is. He allowed me to go through this. And I thank God. I look out there and see some friendly faces saying, like, keep moving. And that's what we did this morning. And I apologize for this. I apologize for what's going on. I don't know what happened, but it did happen. And I hope next week we can get this thing going. Or either I'll bring the podium a little closer. And what would help if everybody wore a football helmet? So I'm used to that stuff. I'm used to that. And be friendly to you. Last thing, again, I apologize for it. I don't know what went wrong. But it is what it is. The Holy Spirit was with us. And it's important for us to understand things that way. Next Sunday, I promise you, I'll be better. And I want to thank you for being the people you are. We've been in this congregation going on our 8th year. We've been in Germany, England, we've been in churches all over. But this is the first congregation that I've been into where I felt safe and secure, good friends, and most of the people that I've coached or been a part of are important. Now somebody's fixing to throw a tomato at me.
I want to say something. Regardless of how he's been or how what happens over there, this man's faithful to God. It doesn't matter about that right there. Through sickness, through health, God always takes care of us. And there was a reason you're here, and there's a reason that went off. Life, yeah. Things happen. Things happen.
Well,
I appreciate this man from the bottom of my heart. And you know, it's easy to set where people are, but this is the most understanding people. Nobody can help that right there. I don't need one, so he can't turn me down. So, I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate you and every word that you ever speak up here. You are God's chosen, and
Thank you. You
are an awesome teacher, and don't let the devil tell you any different.
Thank you.
I want to tell you this right quick while you're not stressing for a minute. This week, I've always told kids at the campground, we have gravels everywhere. And this came to me this morning, just out of the blue, and I think it might have been for somebody here. But the kids are bad to get those gravels and throw them. And I've told those kids a dozen times, don't throw the gravels. And I say it just like that. I don't care who's hitting it, don't throw them, stop. Because they'll just throw them up, they're hitting people in the eyes, you know. Well, this week, one of the worst ones is, besides my grandson, is Jackson Dean. And he's so much better now. He's so much better. But the big guys were throwing them. Mark was throwing them at Dylan. Dylan was throwing them over at Landon. Landon was throwing Jackson turns around and he looks at me and he said, Wanda! I said, yes, Jackson. He said, they're throwing walks. So I looked at the boys, the big boys. I said, stop throwing rocks, every one of y'all. You know what they did? They wailed 100 rocks at me. I ain't saying it. They started just, Jackson was looking like, what? But you know what? Sometimes the devil throws these pebbles. He throws rocks at us. But you know what I did? I just got me a handful and I threw them back.
Yeah. That's way up there.
We taught a big lesson to those kids, didn't we? Yeah. And we got to go, but we appreciate Coach Coburn.
Thank you.
Through sickness or health, through a foot or whatever, he's drugged that little machine in here, and we love you.
Thank you. I gave her $20 to say that. But again, I appreciate that. Thank you for being kind. God bless you. And it's important. Think about this. Say good night to God. It's important that you think that. Hope to see you next Sunday. Love you.